What's up, podcast world? I'm Champ. There's no Isaac today. He left early because I dropped water on his laptop, his new MacBook Pro. But anyway, he's on the full episode. He just forgot to record the intro. Today we talk about our favorite topics, what grinds our gears, and a little funny debate. So we also talk about some UFC fights. And last but not least, I break his new $1,500 MacBook Pro. So thanks for the listen and bye.
Oh my! He hurt him big time. He's trapped it. It is all over.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Oh my god, Isaac. What is up, dude?
Wait, we didn't check our microphones.
Numero 14o.
Oh, podcasto. Forten. That's how you say it in Spanish, dog.
What's up, dude?
Chilling, killing. Where the fuck you been at?
I've been all over the world.
Damn.
Nah, just in Chicago.
Damn. How was the trip, bro?
Bachelor party, bro.
And I wasn't even invited.
Kept it PG, dude. You were invited, bitch. But it wasn't Vegas or Travis Scott or Kanye, dude. So you weren't interested, dude. Anyway.
All my friends were elsewhere, bro.
How have you been? Where? What'd you do this last... Wasn't the last time we recorded? A month? Another month? 3 weeks?
I think it was last year. Around there.
You're an idiot.
No, it was like 3 weeks ago, yeah. Well, okay, so right before I went to see Travis Scott. Which is the 14th, so the week of the 14th.
Yeah. That's the week I left, the 19th I left.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we freaking, yeah, that's all I've been up to, dog. Freaking Vegas turn up twice, dog. No, actually, no, that's twice.
Cheers.
No, it was cool, though. Freaking,
How was the Travis Scott show?
Amazeballs, dog.
Amazing? So that guy sings, bro. How is it that good?
He sings actually low-key good. Like, so I was right up there. Like, I was right up front. And I was so annoyed, though. My phone died, so I couldn't, like, record anything.
But, good. Enjoy the fucking concert.
Yeah, and that's how I took it, too. I was like, you know what, dude? Like, I got to live in the moment type thing. I guess it was dope. And then I was holding up my shoe because I have, this like, the Travis Scott one low, bro. So I was holding it up for him. And then he looks at it, he tells me to get a marker. As he's rapping, he's like, get a marker. Like, he starts going to town like that. I was like, fuck. So I started asking everyone around me, but no one had a fucking marker, dog. He would have signed my shoe, dog.
You don't live it, dude.
I wish I had a marker.
You don't live it.
But I'm going to see him again November 1st, dog.
Oh, my God.
Or November 2nd, actually.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you're worse than girls, dude. How much, dude, are you spending on all this shit?
Well, it's already paid for, but it was $450.
But how much?
$450, but for the whole festival.
Jesus.
It's a festival, bro.
Okay, 10 days? 10 days? 10-day festival?
17.
You came up on that shirt, bro. That's a sick shirt. The staff shirt.
Yeah, so they don't sell. So everyone knows that Travis Scott merch is like, when the resale game, it's sought after, bro. So I saw, like, they weren't selling merch there. And so I saw one of the staff members about my size. I'm a little bit more swollen.
Did he look a little scummy?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, he looked like a scummy, yeah. So I asked, I was like, hey, dog, let me buy that shirt off of you. He tried charging me $200, dog.
$200?
Yeah, and at first, like, I tried asking a little bit lower. I was like, hey, $150. He's like, no. And I was like, $160.
For a t-shirt that's it, I could fucking print those for you for free. Mm, and say, hey, but I got them from...
Just the experience of it, you know? And then I was like, all right, I'll do $200. So... But he had to be, like, low-key and quick about it. So he went to the bathroom real quick. He took it off, and he was, like, just wearing another black shirt. And he has it, like, in his... I don't know where... He's holding it, like, in, like, his pocket or whatever. And, But, like, the ATM was right next to the bathroom. So he's acting like he's sweeping next to the ATM. I pull out $120, dog. And then I have it all rolled up. I have it all rolled up, and he's trying to be all secretive. So I'm like, hey, here it is, dog. So I gave that to him. Gave him $120. Isaac. And he gave me the shirt. You probably, I don't get how you don't feel it's 420 short, dog.
You were the scumbag, dude.
Damn.
Fuck. Well, at least you, that's the most expensive t-shirt I've ever heard of, $120.
I don't know. I've seen some worse.
Resell it, bro.
Nah.
Who do you like more, Kanye or fucking
Travis Scott?
Do you really?
No. Kanye or Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Kanye, just because his how should I say, like, his portfolio is better, dog. But yeah, I mean, I fuck with Travis Scott. Like, he's probably my second, third favorite ever. But Kanye first, Tupac has to be a close second. And I'll give Travis Scott the third one.
Nice.
But yeah, and then other than that, I freaking enrolled in my phlebotomy course. So I'm starting on Friday. So I have to be on a chill vibe now.
No more drogas.
I never did drugs in my entire life.
You're straight edge?
Yeah, I've always been straight edge.
No
dog.
Sex, no alcohol, no
nothing.
Paraphernalia.
No good for alcohol you. Neither.
Fucking Isaac. Kidding.
So what's new with you, dog? What's up with the... Wait, you're 3 weeks away now? Or almost 3 weeks this weekend?
Yeah, dude. A little less than a month until I'm hitched, bro. This finger will have a gold band on it, dude. Dang. Probably next time we see each other. Because we'll record in like a month. But yeah, dude, we went to...
You should record on your wedding day, bro.
At the venue, dude.
I'll record it live.
After when we're drunk?
As you're saying your vows, dog?
Come on, dude. We went to Chicago, me and a few guys, dude. It was fucking incredible, dude. Damn. The food, the beer.
The hockey game.
We saw the Blackhawks play. It was sick. They won. Cubs lost. Fucking assholes. Went to a baseball game.
Who'd they play,
game.
Though?
Cardinals or something.
Oh, I hate the St. Louis Cardinals.
Dude, the freaking Blackhawks played the Bruins. Boston Bruins. It was sick. Good game. But it was sick, man. One of my buddies, Carlos, he's never been on a plane. Damn. He's only been to fucking Vegas before, I think, and Mexico. He's never been to, like, a different state.
Dang.
Yeah, dude, we had a good time. And I was super stoked because my buddy David beat cancer twice and went to Chicago with us, too.
That's dope.
Yeah, and he's doing a lot better, so we fucking just...
I seen your post, or you put a picture of him. You said 2-0, baby.
Yeah, dude, beat it twice. Fuck cancer. But yeah, dude, it was incredible. We don't want to come back, but we're back.
You got to get back to reality,
Get back to reality, bro. All working now. Everyone's...
You know what, though? It is prettier and wittier, so...
Yeah. The girls are shittier and wittier.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, dude, the wedding is pretty much set. Ready to rock.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's...
Am I still invited or what?
Yeah.
I've left my invite here last time.
Did you really?
Well, you never gave it to me, but... You gave me the save the date. But you texted me.
And then you left the save the date in my car.
He texted me the invite.
Because you left the save the date in my car.
He was like, you know what? He's not worthy of having a hard copy, bro.
Me and Isaac haven't spoke in 3 weeks. The only thing he sent me was record today.
Stupid.
That's the foundation of our friendship.
Stupid. You don't even like my pictures.
If you post something without Travis Scott or Kanye, dude, I'll like them.
Wow.
Just
How about
kidding.
Drake?
Huh?
How about Drake?
I like Drake, dude. I do.
Bangers, though.
You like Drake?
Yeah, how about Ed Sheeran, bro? That's a new style.
He has some good stuff. He looks weird, really weird, though.
He kind of looks like Kirsten Dunst.
Didn't she try to kill herself because her career was kind of crapping out? Yeah, I think so. Or she had a mental breakdown or some shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude,
like Lindsay Lohers, bro?
Dude, she's got weird, bro. She was bad on freaking...
Still clap, though, bro.
Wait,
Lindsay Lohan or Kirsten Dunst?
Lindsay Lohan. She was bad on Mean Girls.
That's when I'll clap.
How about you put that list out, bro, of all the guys she hooked up with?
Did she?
Yeah, dude.
A famous dudes or what?
Yeah, I need to freaking bring that up real quick.
Damn, these guys all got STDs, huh?
Probably. Let's see.
Damn,
Lindsay
imagine.
Lohan.
What if you saw me on there, dog?
List. List.
Damn, you know what? Kirsten Dunst versus Lindsay Lohan's like the battle of the freckles, bro.
I don't like Kirsten Dunst. Oh, the list, dude, reveals all the men.
Okay, but during Spider-Man run, you wouldn't have clapped Kirsten Dunst?
She was okay, I guess.
She could have got her shit clapped.
Spider-Man. Let's see. The ones that are on here are Evan Peters. I don't know who that is.
The fuck?
Justin Timberlake.
Didn't they date though? Doesn't count.
Heath Ledger.
Fuck.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 24, 36 guys on this list.
What the
Some
fuck?
Are blacked out though. Oh shit. Fucking Joaquin Phoenix.
That's probably how he got that cleft lip, bro. He was eating that snatch and it snatched up his lip.
Fucking Wilbur Ravadama.
Probably bit his lip.
Dude. Dude.
Well, they dated though, so. Well, didn't they? Actually, I'm probably thinking about Demi.
Zac Lip. Efron.
Clap Efron.
Fucking, what's this guy's name? The fucking bullseye guy.
Colin Farrell.
Damn. These three other good looking dudes.
Damn, did you get an A+?
Oh, James Franco. Adam Levine. This other guy, I don't know who he is.
Hey, but you know what? If any of those guys clapped like a girl that you knew or something, like you wouldn't say that, like you'd just be like,
it'd be tight.
Yeah.
You know James Franco's on Tinder and shit too?
For real?
Yeah, dude. It was freaking funny. He sent a message to some girl and she's like, is this really James Franco? And he sent a selfie.
Fuck.
How don't you know all this shit? I feel like a woman.
Damn. Well, you know, because I only keep up with MMA shit and Travis Scott.
How about
Kanye Asada?
How about Demi Moore? Is that her name?
She's sexy, dog.
Dude, how about her blasting Ashton Kutcher and freaking...
About what?
He forced her to do threesomes and shit, and she would only do them to make him happy.
Forced. My God.
That's what she said,
Every
bro.
Every girl's a fucking victim now, bro. Just say no.
She said...
What happened to just say no?
She said he forced her, dude, and she wanted to make him happy.
He held the gun to her head. I said, hey, fucking eat this shit. Fucking.
That's what she said, dude. I don't know. And she talked about Bruce Willis, about he was freaking too controlling or some shit.
Yeah, he looks like it.
She's pretty good looking, though, for being freaking 70 years old.
Oh, my God. She can get those varicose veins clapped, bro.
Dude.
That's that cougar. Yeah, she's
Who would you rather hook up with, her or... Mila Kunis. She just has a pretty face. She looks like a toothpick.
You know what though? Yeah, she doesn't have any booty. TBH.
TBH?
Yeah, TBH, she got no booty. She kind of got like that...
No booty, no
from
booby?
From King of the Hill. Remember that? It shows that booty, those booty cheeks?
No.
The King of the Hill meme? You ever seen it?
Oh, the butt chin?
Yeah. That's what her booty cheeks look like.
She has no booties, no boobies.
Actually, I don't really care if they're small and they're skinny.
Are you a booby guy or a booty guy?
Booty guy.
I don't know what I am. I like Cake. Both.
Yeah, it has to be an even proportion.
Yeah.
Because if I see too much ass and no titties, it's like, okay, I'll just
figure
girl,
it out.
All this girl did was eat too much McDonald's. It looks like Squidward when he ate too much Krabby Patties.
Oh, dude. I love that episode.
I was like, hey, Squidward can get his shit clapped, bro. I'm just kidding.
Oh, dude, you're fucking disgusting. Oh, fuck.
I'm just kidding.
Squidward, bro, is going to get I'm the JK. D, dog. Fucking Isaac.
He's going to become Squid Weird, bro.
Oh my God. What if you were hooking up with the girl and she laughed like Squidward, dude?
Fuck.
That
Have mood.
I have.
Nah. Actually, that's what grinds my gears, bro. Girls with fucking ugly laughs.
Ugly laughs or ugly moans?
Damn. I don't think I've ever been with someone ugly moans.
Never been with the Asian?
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Oh, you're sick, dog.
You're mean, dude.
No, but like, I don't know. Okay, not like straight from like somewhere in Asia. It's American, so it's like an American accent, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, switching on to better segments. Do you want to get into the master debations now?
Master debations. Oh, we have some pretty cheesy ones for you guys today. What are the percentages for the last ones?
What do you mean? Oh, shit. Vote. I didn't have one.
I didn't even post it.
Jesus. Well, because you fucking took...
Come on. Don't blame me, bro.
You took 8 years to post
it. I hate you. So here's a funny one. Would you rather... Not funny, but interesting. Would you rather be a star on a losing sports team or ride the bench but win it all?
I'd rather be a star on a losing team.
Same, I think.
Dude, that's where... Like... James Harden, dog. He never won shit.
Fucking Carmelo, dude.
And dude, the game paid way more than fucking Mark Madsen.
I love Mark Madsen.
I met him. He's dope as shit.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know he's a Mormon?
Yeah. Dude, you know he didn't clap anyone's shit until he was fucking
married?
Married, yeah.
I saw a Shaq interview.
Yeah, I saw that.
The
fair game thing?
Yeah, I would.
Dude, Shaq was trying to hit on that girl hard.
You think that? I only saw clips. I didn't see all of it. You can
tell he was flirting with her hard.
She was kind of asking stupid questions.
I don't know. She's sexy, though.
Anyway, yeah. Mark Madsen, he was freaking funny. I tried to look up his highlights. None.
Well, he was like a grit dude. He was more like a. All I remember is that freaking time he danced on the parade.
Oh, yeah. Shaq was rapping or some shit.
I have the picture when I met him. I'll show you. So if you guys don't believe me.
I would only be a...
Mad Dog, bro.
Oh, shit. He looks good.
Everyone says I look like his twin.
I didn't even know that was him when you posted it.
Wow.
I would be a star on a losing team straight up because if I play hard and play good, I want to get paid.
Yeah, hell
so
yeah.
So I wouldn't be a fucking loser. You don't see fucking losers rings go on pawn shops for expensive. It's always cheap.
Dude, who
can't make money anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, let's say freaking someone on a winning team that on the bench. It's hard for me to think of someone.
Dog. Jeremy Lin, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He was hot for a
bit.
And
now he's not in the NBA, dog.
I know. He said they, like, bullied him or...
Dude, if Carmelo doesn't get a team, you're not get a team. That's in my opinion.
Yeah.
Dude, Melo's way better than you.
Yeah, like, but I don't think Melo should be on a team anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone should be saying that Jeremy Lin deserves to be on a team.
He was saying he deserves to be on a team only. He did good for 5 whole games with the Knicks, and then after that, he was whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And after he left Houston, because remember they took him, like they traded for him, and they were trying to make the big three out of him. James Harden and Dwight Howard. That shit didn't work out.
Yeah, he was hot for a couple games. He should have just wrote it, and that's it. Now it's ride's over.
Yeah, fuck
it. And move on.
Yeah, well, he's a champ, though. So we'll give
he's a champ, yeah. No one knew he was a champ until he posted that shit.
The champ in the sack, bro.
Anyway.
So I would take, being a star.
Yeah, same.
Because I'll be the James Harden of the team, you know? Or Russell Westbrook.
Let's see who. Oh, yeah. That's good, too. Let's see who else posts up. Another one was, would you rather go to a movie alone or to dinner alone? Straight up, I'd do both alone. I used to do that. When me and Brianna were dating, I used to like to take myself out and go eat dinner by myself and go to a movie. Is that weird? Some people think it's weird, but I loved it.
I saw Avengers Endgame alone.
That was a sick-ass fucking movie.
It was like the Tuesday right after it came out, and it was like it was a $5 Tuesday or whatever.
Shit.
And I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go watch it. I think you had canceled on me, actually.
You're lying.
The podcast? No, I swear. No, not about going to go watch the movie, but just about the podcast.
Were we doing it that long ago?
Yeah.
Endgame? Oh, wait. Yeah, that's the latest one, right?
Yeah. Endgame.
I didn't like that one. I liked it, but Infinity War is better. I'd do both alone. What would you? I think you'd do a movie because you wouldn't want to be seen eating by yourself.
No. I just like having a conversation with people while I eat, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
So... Like, you could, this, like, when it's a quiet environment, you could just watch a movie alone. That sometimes I like when the girl's, like, playing with your dick as you're watching the movie, too. So
when I'm by myself, I'm like this, watching a movie, eating, I'm all happy. But anyway, that was interesting.
But, yeah, I'd rather go to a movie alone. Yeah, and then, too, like, you only have to pay for yourself. Okay, this is another one. Would you rather be rich 400 years ago or poor today? Well, I'm already doing one.
Same. I'd be poor as a motherfucker, dude, in today's world.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, what are you going to spend your money on? Who has the most horses? I fucking own no horse. I don't want to own any horses. God
damn
it.
Damn. I want to wear designer fucking
100 fucking $25 shirts instead of
yeah, exactly,
wool shirts.
And dog, not only that, girls never showered back then.
Oh, you don't want wood teeth, bro?
Fuck that. Imagine teeth were made out of wool.
Imagine having wood teeth.
Fuck.
Oh, that'd feel weird. Who's you trying to like be rich back then? You feel then?
Like Groot, bro.
Groot's kind of cute.
You know, baby Groot was cute, dog.
Dude, I cried. I cried the first movie when he
disappeared.
Died. That was sad, dude.
Everyone knew they were coming back, dog.
That's not the same Groot, though, bro.
Oh, we're talking about in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like after he grows up more, they're going to make him Vin Diesel again.
I think he was Vin Diesel again.
Was he? Already?
But they just lowered his voice.
Really?
The first one didn't even sound like him. They edit that shit.
Yeah. Probably had the Travis Scott treatment, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Travis Scott. Just kidding.
Wow.
Last one.
I'd rather be poor today because I'm not going to be fucking... Only because girls back then couldn't shower for shit. So even if you bought... Like all the women in the world, because it was legal back
Imagine
then.
Living in Florida or somewhere hot as fuck back then.
And
no AC, you'd have blocks of ice everywhere.
And the girl's trying to get her cheek clapped.
Ugh.
And it's like, bro, you need to wash that.
You smell like poop.
You know what's actually funny is I watched that movie, The Black Knight.
What is that, a porno?
No, with Martin Lawrence when he worked at like a castle.
White Castle?
No, he worked at like a castle, like amusement park, and he falls in the water, and he takes him back like to medieval times.
Oh shit! I remember that movie.
Yeah, I watched that movie. It's on what's it called right now? Amazon.
Netflix?
Amazon Prime. So it's funny that I was thinking about like, dude, I can only imagine all those chicks fucking smell disgusting. That's all I could think the entire movie. Dog. To me, that was the plot.
That movie's so old, huh?
Yeah, the movie's old. It's like 2001, I think, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Back in 9/11 times, bro.
R.I.P., dude. Bin Laden didn't blow up the project, dude.
Osama Bin Laden. Osama Bin Hiding, bro.
Fucking George Bush, bro. You know he did. Anyway. the last one we have is, would you rather explore the ocean or space?
I'd rather explore...
I fuck with aliens, but... You know there's some crazy shit in the ocean, dude. There's some scary ass shit down there. I'd want to see it firsthand.
Part of me would rather explore space.
Dude, it's boring up there.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be boring in the ocean, too.
And do you think if you went through a black hole...
I feel like it's more rough, though. Like, the entire time it's, like, wavy and shit.
Not
and
deep.
It's almost more intense, like...
Ugh. No gravity makes me feel sick.
Have you ever felt that?
Yes.
You know, I felt no gravity one time. A girl sucked my dick and I started floating.
You're a fucking idiot.
After you nut and she keeps sucking? No, I'm kidding. No, there's a meme that showed freaking when the guy on Home Alone gets electrocuted.
Oh, yeah?
Never mind. Yeah. Anyways, would I rather explore space or the ocean? Space.
Do you think if you went through a black hole, you'd go through another to another dimension or to another time in Earth's history?
I don't know.
Or futures?
I don't know nothing about that. It's past my pay grade. I have no idea about science and shit. So I'm
just curious. I'm thinking the Planet of the Apes, dude. When he goes, he's like, yes, I'm back at Earth. And then it's all fucking apes everywhere. Talking and Jenny falls in love with... That's bestiality shit, bro.
Ew.
Why are they promoting that?
I don't know. I'd rather be in space because then I might find an alien like light form out there. And then...
You're just sexual, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have alien
I smashed
babies.
An illegal alien before. I'm just kidding.
Sick. Fuck. Anyway, those are the four little cheesy ass topics we have.
So after I clapped the illegal alien, I called Trump.
He called ICE?
I called ICE. I was like,
you're mean, dude.
I was like, hey, go pick us some ice. ICE picked up her, bro.
Do you think of these puns before you say them?
A little bit.
Oh my god.
2 seconds before.
You're crazy. Anyway, those are our topics. Isaac, hopefully, will put them up on the fucking.
Well, if you fucking Instagram. Post this shit with like. time. Like, dude, we recorded our last episode like 3 weeks ago. We barely put it up last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks is good enough.
We did it like a weekend before.
You gave it 2 weeks to put up.
Let me. Can I finish? We did it a couple days before the.
It's as simple as that, though. You posted it 2 weeks after. It's as simple as that.
We did it a couple days before the fight. What was the fight again?
Justin Gaethje and Donald Cerrone.
And we gave our predictions, and then I posted it 2 weeks after the fight happened.
And then, but I think we both picked Gaethje to win, huh?
I picked Cowboy. Decision.
We should have bet on that one. We probably did.
We bet on, what did we bet on? Ferguson, Khabib. Bucks,
yeah. Oh, Khabib's going to murder that fucking.
False.
El Cuckoo going night-night. All right, so next, what grinds our gears, bro? This one's yours.
This is yours, bitch! This is not mine.
One girl smiled on there, bro. And you could tell by me saying about I wouldn't want to live 400 years ago because of that simple reason. That grinds my gears, dog.
When they smelled like what, their feet?
No. Down there, dog. Where the sun don't shine, dog.
Oh, so you don't like a girl who works hard, comes heck home.
That's why I hate meeting girls at the club. And
has a nice fresh scent, dude. No,
that's why I hate meeting girls at clubs because they be dancing all night, dog.
Dude, it's natural.
I'm good. And they try to get it on in the car or something. Freaking.
You're like, Rongo.
It's like you open up a can of freaking.
Tuna fish.
The chicken of the sea, bro. Oh.
I guess if it's a little too crazy, then maybe
you get all the fish oil, like.
That's why you rub it on there. It's good for your skin, dude.
Ammonia, dog. Makes your nose hairs burn off.
That's good for some people, though. They need that shit.
You know what, though? If I were to smell that shit before, like, deadlifting, that shit will open up your.
You breathe more airflow in the nose and the mouth.
So that grinds my gears when girls are disgusting down there. Does that grind your gears, dog?
No.
Really?
Dude, it's natural, bro.
You like that stink?
Sometimes I tell Brianna don't shower for 4 days. It's getting a little interesting, bro.
No, I'm good on that.
Then
dog.
I try to go for the mustache ride, bro, and let it smell like a week after.
I did that one time, dog. I did that when a girl, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to freaking man up. I put on one of those clothesline things here.
You did? Like
a cartoon. And I went down, I came up with an Antonio Brown bleach mustache. I'm just kidding, no. Heck no, I would never go down on a girl that smelled like fish, dog. I like fish, but not when it smells like fish on a dirty dish, dog.
Anyway, that's a funny one. What other one do you have?
When girls want to net fucks and chill. But then they say, I'm on my period, dog.
So they want a Netflix and chill and then say sorry.
Yeah, then they come over and it's like, you're chilling. Then
just like that's why you say.
That I've never experienced this. But.
That's why you say, period's better, bro. I love the period, bro.
Then you get that hot pocket.
Oh, dude. Then I just freaking play with that lumps of blood clot. I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
You get some shedded uterine wall.
Yeah, dude. Damn. I fucking help break down the walls, bro. Bring down the walls of Jericho, dude. Oh, dude. I love it, dude. It feels nice and hot and fucking woo. Sometimes after we're done, my hand's all bloody, bro. And I snap it to all my friends and say, bro, jackpot.
Nah, dude. I clapped this one girl. And, or no. Never mind.
No, say it now, bitch.
Okay, there was this girl messing around in the car. It's like a long time ago. Like
2 weeks
probably
ago.
My past life. I don't know.
This was a dream I had. Yeah,
no, we were in a car. And we got a little physical, whatnot. Put my hand in a certain spot, you know? Dude, freaking. I felt it get super wet, dog. So I'm like, fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we. Went in like
tell me, dude.
She got on top of me, whatever. Playing with her hair.
Tell me.
It was all dark though, all right. And so I'm playing with her hair, and all of nowhere, I just feel like my hand get all crusty and shit, like dry and crusty. So I look at it, it's all filled with blood, dog.
Ooh.
And I look down, because I was wearing a gray sweater too at that time. I had blood all over my sweater. I'm like, fuck this shit, dog.
What?
So I was like, dude, are you?
Did you punch her in the face?
Are you on your fucking period? And it was warm too, so I just. I should have known, but.
What'd she say?
She was like, oh my God, I wasn't supposed to start for a couple of days. I'm like, you fucking whore. No, I wasn't mad.
Did you talk to her after that?
Yeah, but not like that. But, yeah.
Damn, dude, I would have been happy.
No, heck no. I looked like I had murdered someone.
That's it.
You ever seen The Walking Dead?
Yes.
It's like after they kill someone, they get all covered in blood. That's what I thought happened to me, dog.
Did you feel like Carrie for a second, dude?
I felt like scary for a little bit, bro. No, I was scared of myself at that point, dog.
You thought you did a little too much damage?
I felt like freaking, what's his name? Bear Grylls, dog. When he hides inside the camel.
Oh my God.
So I felt like.
Fucking. Dog. Pause. Did I do that or you did that? Did it mess up?
I don't know.
These are waterproof, no?
I don't know. Fuck, get a towel right there.
Fuck.
Fucking.
Here.
Drop that shit.
Huh?
I don't even listen to Spanish music. That's how you know you fucked this shit up.
Dude, stop.
Look at you put all that shit.
Is it messing up?
I don't know. We'll see.
Let me see it.
No, we'll see. We'll see. Fuck here, it. Dude. We keep rolling. Oh, no. I already did.
Tip it upside down. Hold it upside down for a little bit. So the water could fall out. Yeah, like that. Fucking right. Isaac, dude. My bad, dude. How'd that happen?
Yeah, so you dropped down my $1,500.
What the hell? Dude, I told you we shouldn't be drinking, dude.
So the just mood kidding. Changed a little bit.
Oh my God.
So let's hope Apple Car takes care of that.
Dude, don't make me feel better than I already feel.
I forgot what we were even talking about.
Oh my God. This is fucking terrible.
What were we even talking about?
We were talking about fucking blood clots. Dude, what the fuck, Isaac? I freaking.
But you know what? Grinds my gears now,
dude. Don't make me a part of the segment.
When people drop fucking beer on your fucking $1,500 computer, dog.
I apologize, dude. Was that me or was that you? We have it on video, dude. We have to check it out now. Let me see. Bring it up here, dude. I'll fix it if it fucked up.
We'll see.
I'll have it fixed.
We'll wait. We'll just take care of it after.
Dude, anyway. this is a little too weird now. We better end the episode soon.
Nah. Nah, so, period blood disgusts me. It grinds my gears.
Okay.
Hey, so you finally started wearing your dad hat, huh?
Yeah, I don't care how ugly I am now, dude. I was just like...
I never looked ugly.
I'm going to go for it. I wore it in Chicago and...
Chi-town?
Almost got beat up. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, everyone was pretty cool. No one said anything.
Was it violent, bro?
Nah.
You guys didn't experience any
those violence? Some like ghetto ass, like mean ass high school kids like have bad attitude towards everyone on the train. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, calm the fuck down. What are you so angry about? Just giving everyone dirty looks and shit. I was like, dude, these kids are fucking annoying. But other than that, everyone was nice.
And you know, dude, freaking kids can get away with doing stupid shit like that. Because if you hit them, like, if, let's just say they start a fight with you and you fight with them back, it's your fault.
I would destroy all of them. 100%. It was one gay black dude and two girls, specifically.
Pacifically?
Specifically. I'm a little buzzed, a little embarrassed, a little bit sad.
Right now?
Yeah, because I dropped shit on anything. Damn. Anyway, you want to talk about MMA for a little bit?
Yeah.
Before we end this, because...
So the last fight that was happened this weekend, you see that guy Jared Cannonier?
Nope. Bellator or UFC?
Yeah, UFC. Bellator, I don't even know who fucking won that shit. It's hard for me to keep up with it, to be honest. Bellator?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to keep up with all of it at one time. But I know the main fights. Gegard Mousasi finally won his... the rematch between him and Lyoto Machida.
I can't believe Machida's fighting, to be honest.
Remember he freaking drank his own pee?
Did he? I drank my friend's pee before.
I think I did it as a dare, drinking my own pee before, but...
Why do you drink it?
He does it because he says it's sterile. It's like good for him. Cleans him out. But freaking... Yeah, so he won. Then that guy Patricio Pitbull, the younger brother, he won out of the Pitbull brothers. And then the UFC fight, freaking... What's his name? Oh, Jack Hermansson. You ever seen him?
Who?
He's from Denmark. Or Norway, actually. But they fought in Denmark. It was on Saturday. Jared Cannonier, he fought Anderson Silva before this guy. And he's the one that kicked him in the leg and messed up his knee.
Fuck.
You remember that fight? Mm-mm. That was Anderson Silva's last fight. Anyways, he fought that guy, the hometown boy. Knocked him out second round. Early, dog.
I'm not even paying attention, dude, because you make me feel bad, dude.
How am I the one?
Look, dude. On this shit? It's generally frowned upon to eat or drink anything while using a computer. This is about the new MacBooks. Everyone does it. That was probably the thinking behind Apple's latest patent, a laptop keyboard that can't be damaged by crumbs or liquid. Hopefully that shit's one of them, because I ain't trying to fucking pay for that shit. But if it is, then I'll fucking do it. Are MacBooks waterproof?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was my fault somehow.
It's waterproof. Look at this.
I'm waiting. I can't wait. I thought my computer would be right here.
Dude, you could pick it up now. Look at this.
What does it say?
Devices must be waterproof to more than 1 meter. Apple's new phones and laptops are waterproof up to 2 meters for 30 minutes. That can't be right.
No, dude, my fucking phone messed up when it wasn't even in the water. Where the fuck is my phone?
Fuck, dude. I hope your shit's not fucked.
We'll figure it out. Let's just get this fucking podcast started, bro.
Dude, the vibe's killed, bro. Let's finish this up. Let's talk about the next fights and then fucking
end this weekend. It. Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker.
That's the only fight I know, I think, on the card.
Then what's his name's fighting? The one that fought Khabib last minute. And not Ally Quinta. He's going to fight...
I'm not interested in that.
Dan Hooker. It's an all right fight. But I got...
What is it? Is it doing stuff? Is it working?
Yeah, it's working. We'll figure it out. And we'll just talk about the fights, dog. What the fuck?
Dude, well, you make me feel bad, bro. You and your fucking Travis Scott having ass over here.
Okay, but you're fucking too drunk. Can't even control one beer having ass.
Bro. Dude, I didn't even...
Can't Jesus. Control your fucking hand anymore. Can't I'm even so, control your own damn hand.
I'm anymore. Pissed.
You're like fucking Talladega Nights, so I don't know what to do with these type of ass. Have an ass, bro.
Anyway, dude, Whittaker is going to win easy.
20. Israel Adesanya. All
right. Whittaker. They fight wins. 5 days?
60? Saturday. 5 days, yeah.
Is it free?
I'll be $20 richer, bro.
Is it free or no?
No, but I can get it for free. I'll send you a link, too.
Who's trying to pay for that fight?
People from fucking
Australia and Nigeria.
No, actually, yeah, he is from Nigeria. Yeah. And then New Zealand. Yeah, it's not gonna be big over here, but dude, in
they're fighting over there too, huh?
In at the Marvel Stadium, dog. How dope is that?
Is Stanley gonna be there? You're mean, dude. That's fucking too early, bro.
Imagine they freaking shoot the new Avengers movie right there, dog.
Imagine they're the new superheroes.
Imagine my computer stopped working.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. Bye.
Anyway, are you excited for that Nate Diaz or no?
Oh, hell yeah. Did you see the new poster?
No.
That shit's dope.
It looks the belt drop already?
No. I think that he said
the next time he goes, right?
No, they're going to reveal it the... like the fight week. I have the what's it called? The poster looks so dope. That looks like parental advisory.
Did you post it?
No, I will. That's like the parental advisory thing.
Oh, shit. It does.
So I will.
It's hardcore.
If you guys could see it.
Oh, shit.
If you can't, then back. Whatever.
If you can't, then if you guys have bad eyes. No shit.
That but fight's yeah. going to be super good, bro.
The whole fight card, dude.
Dude, the fight card. Johnny stacked. Walker.
Johnny Walker versus freaking Corey Anderson. I hope he kills
my
Corey
balls
Anderson.
Is hot.
That's going to be a sick fight. And then also freaking
that, I'm going Gastelum. For the Iraqi.
Gastelum.
I like Gastelum.
Versus Darren Till's, bro.
I like Darren
Till's. Darren Till's first fight at 185. So that's going to be crazy.
I hope he wins for his sake. Career.
Yeah,
sake.
He's already on a is it 2-fight losing streak?
Mm-hmm.
One, he got knocked. Out cold.
By Masvidal.
And then the other one, he got knocked down hard by what's it, Tyron Woodley, and then choked out. But yeah, I got Calvin Gastelum on that one. Man.
I just want Darren Till to win.
I want him to win.
Yeah.
You know what though? I would be sad if Gastelum lost too. I like him.
He just got his nose fucked up. No.
I don't know. He got
or
fucked
was
up.
Was that
by
Perry? That was Perry.
Perry. Yeah. Hell yeah. No.
I get them mixed up.
They look nothing alike, bro.
I didn't say because their faces, just their names for some reason. They switch in my head.
Gastelum and Perry?
Gastelum? Yes. Yes. Anyway, it's my buddy's wedding that day, so.
Don't drop this one, dog.
Come on, dude. The fucking moment's passed, bro. Why do you keep bringing it up, dude?
Your buddy's wedding is
my buddy's second. Wedding is the second, dude, so.
I'm seeing Travis Scott the second, dog.
So you're not seeing the fight?
No. Not live, at least.
I'll text you. I'll text you the results.
No, don't ruin it.
No?
Yeah, dude.
No one watches the fucking fights after the fact.
I held out one time doing that. It was the hardest thing in the world, dude. I wasn't on my Instagram.
What fight was it?
Or nothing.
You
for
weren't
a whole
on Instagram?
Week, dog. Well, because I was camping. This is like 2012, I think.
Is your shit working, dude?
Yeah, it's working.
Anyway, Nate Diaz, dude.
All right, well, cheers to computer damage. Now, cheers to waterproof keyboards, dog.
Come on, Apple. Do something right for once.
What were you going to say right now?
My buddy's wedding's the second. Mm-hmm. Starts at 3:30.
So you're coming home right after that shit?
Hopefully. They By serve 7. Fast, bro, because I'm trying to eat and drink a little bit and catch the main cards at 7.
I can get the link, too, for you, like, how to watch the fights.
All right.
But, I mean.
I thought your boy Brendan Schaub fucked that up for everyone.
I paid for them. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I pay for them straight up every time.
We all do, dude.
But I do pay for the ESPN Plus.
I do use your ESPN Plus.
SMH, dog. Not no more. I'm going to cancel that because you spilled.
I pay for it, though, the fights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bitch.
Who, what, when, and what?
Anyway.
Let's see. Let's.
That's a nice big fight.
Let me see something real quick. Anyways, new rumors and whatnots. Did you see John Jones freaking. Okay, so Chris Weidman's going up. He's fighting Dominic Reyes. So I think Dominic Reyes is going to kill this.
Dominic Reyes is going to murder Chris Weidman.
I think he's knocking the fuck out, to be honest.
I agree.
And but Chris Weidman is saying he has the formula to beat John Jones. He's going to shock the world like he shocked the world against Anderson Silva.
That was a fluke. Anderson Silva was 75 years old.
Dude. Anderson Silva was winning the first fight, I thought, that whole first round. And then in the second fight, he got too cocky. That's all it was.
He got lucky
but
with that leg break.
The second fight, he fucking, that's when he broke his leg.
Yeah,
and that shit,
was lucky.
Fuck, that shit was so sad, man. Dude, I legit was sitting there like about to cry, dog. I was
were
like,
you?
I love Anderson. To me, he was like a legend. Like, he was the first one to be so dominant, you know?
He is, but he needs to stop, dude.
He 100%. Dude, and he fucked up his leg against that dude, I just won this weekend. Jared Cannonier.
Mm.
Like, dude should retire. He'd retire as, if not the GOAT, then the second GOAT, third GOAT. He's up there in the top five, though.
Yeah, Hall of Fame for sure.
But anyways, yeah. Chris Weidman was saying he has the formula to beat John Jones.
Negative. Negative.
Poor dude. He's delusional now, dog.
Dude.
I don't know who could beat John Jones. The only person I could see.
Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker or. Only because of the size, and he is athletic, and he's only getting better.
Brock.
No. Hell no. Fuck Brock. is Dominic Reyes. It wouldn't 100% surprise me if he beat him, but the betting money, the favorite, heavy favorite would be John Jones.
You know who would do good, though, if they were 100% again? The guy he fought.
Thiago Santos.
Fuck. I don't know if he'd beat him, but he'd give him another run for his money at 100%.
He would at least do enough to,
Win a round, maybe?
Well, I thought he won like two or three against him. Yeah,
he won a couple.
It was like, to me, it wasn't a surprise that it was a split decision. I was there at that fight. And like, even myself, I was like, John Jones didn't. He didn't dominate this
dude. I told you he's been looking more and more worse, dude. You don't believe me unless you hear it on the fucking radio or Ariel Helwani say it. I'm like, dude, no, I told you that.
I watched
fucking,
that fight. What are you
talking about? I said I told you three times. I told you the podcast before. Dude, the last two or three fights, he's been looking not that good.
He looked amazing.
He said he's the big. Ariel Helwani said 3 days after I said it, the last three fights, he hasn't been looking
okay,
good.
Okay, no.
I said Isaac's believing Ariel Helwani and not me.
He murdered Gustafson. Murdered him. Destroyed him, shut him down.
Yes.
And when he fought Anthony Smith, or what's his name? Anthony Smith.
Smith
didn't do shit. He shelled up.
I'm not saying.
He fought defensive the entire time. Like,
I'm not saying.
It's hard to look dominant and good against a guy that shells up the entire time.
I'm not saying that, dude.
Fights
the
defensive style. Are you. It is. You need someone to open up. You 100% need someone to open up to get those flashy knockouts.
He was dominant, but not as fucking like flawless like he used to be. That's just my opinion.
It would take a shocking punch to beat him, I think. It would take someone like a Thiago Santos. I think that's why he fought that fight so like tentative kind of. Yeah. That's why I think about that fight. He knew how strong and like how nasty
he was. He was strong as fuck, dude.
Thiago Santos.
Even with torn up
knee. Yeah, we saw him outside of the actually when we were sitting for the UFC 227. Mm-hmm. Not 227. This last one that we went to 242. That was with DC, right?
Yeah.
Miocic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw him there, and dude, he couldn't even like stand on that leg or anything. He was on crutches the whole time.
That sucks.
And but you know, dude, respect to that guy.
Yeah, man. He's a badass.
He tore his ACL, MCL, PCL, yeah. The PTL,
BBC. He tore his BBC in half, bruh.
He tore a BBW in half. Bro. I'm like, how you tore that? Nah, he tore up all them ABCs, dog.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so I don't think anyone could beat John Jones right
except
now.
Except Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker or Dominic Reyes. They have what it takes, too, but
they're rough, we'll see. Yeah.
I think that's all we got so far.
I believe that's it, too.
So until next time, everybody.
We'll see you guys later, hopefully.
Hopefully my computer works next time.
Drop shit on this computer. But thanks for all the support. We love you guys and bye.
Bye.